This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the week ending Wednesday, June 12, 2013. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The innermost planets, Mercury and Venus, continue to be visible above the west-northwest horizon during evening twilight, starting about 30 minutes after sunset this week. Through a telescope, brilliant Venus appears in nearly full phase, while faster-moving Mercury changes from half-lit on the 6th to crescent phase. The crescent moon will appear to the lower left of the pair of planets on the 10th. The planet Saturn in Virgo the Maiden is high in the south-southeast as darkness deepens, crossing the meridian at 10 o'clock p.m. This is an ideal time to see the spectacular rings of Saturn through the public telescopes at Griffith Observatory. The waning crescent moon can be seen at dawn until Thursday the 6th and is new on the following Saturday. The moon reappears in waxing crescent phase on Monday the 10th. This week's finest evening appearance of the International Space Station from Los Angeles should occur on Wednesday, June 5th. The orbiting laboratory, home to an international crew of 6 astronauts, is expected to exceed Venus in brightness as it crosses the sky. The ISS will travel from southwest to northeast between 8:49 and 8:56 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time and will pass overhead at 8:53 p.m. A crew of 3 Chinese astronauts, 2 men and 1 woman, is expected to launch aboard the Shenzhou 10 spacecraft as early as 2:37 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time on Tuesday, June 11th. The launch will be carried live from China on the English-language CCTV-9, available as a digital TV broadcast on channel 31.9 in the Los Angeles area or on the Internet at the CNTV site. The 15-day mission has the goal of docking with the Tiangong-1 space station. Tiangong-1 will pass directly over Los Angeles on Thursday night, June 6th, crossing the sky from the west-northwest to the east-southeast between 8:42 and 8:47 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and will be nearly overhead at 8:45 p.m., equaling the brightness of the brightest stars. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for our schedule. The next public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, June 15th. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.